Save over $200 when you book weekly stays with Vrbo. This winter, if you need to work, why not work from a chalet? If you haven't seen your college besties since, well, college, you need a week to fully catch up in a snowy cabin. And if you have to stay in a remote place with your in-laws, you should save over $200 a week. That's the least we can do. So, you might as well start digging out the long johns, because saving over $200 on a week-long snowcation rental is in the cards. Book now at Vrbo.com.
All right, folks, welcome back to Calm and Confident. This is your boy Dylan Brooks, here to help you navigate the crazy roller coaster that is life. Today's topic: managing those pesky emotions and triggers. Ever feel like your feelings are running the show? Like a tidal wave of frustration, our anxiety crashes over you out of nowhere, leaving you scrambling for shore. Yeah, we've all been there. But guess what? You don't have to be at the mercy of your emotions. Stoicism, believe it or not, isn't just about being emotionless robots. It's about understanding our emotions, recognizing their triggers, and learning to respond with calm and clarity instead of letting them control us. Think of it like this. You're the captain of your ship. Your emotions are the waves, and stoicism is your compass and rudder, helping you steer through any storm. So, what are some practical strategies for mastering those emotional tides? Here are 5 key takeaways that can seriously level up your mental game. 1. Awareness is your superpower. The first step to managing anything, emotions included, is awareness. You gotta know what's going on inside before you can start making changes. Start paying attention to your physical sensations, thoughts, and behaviors when you feel those emotional waves coming. Notice the pattern, what situations or people tend to trigger certain responses. 2. Don't judge your feelings. Remember, feelings are just feelings. They're data points, not directives. Just because you feel angry or anxious doesn't mean you have to act on it impulsively. Give yourself permission to feel without judgment. Stoicism isn't about suppressing your emotions, it's about understanding and accepting them. 3. Reframe your perspective. Ever notice how the same situation can trigger different emotions in different people? That's because our perspective shapes our reality. When you feel triggered, take a step back and ask yourself, is this thought truly accurate? Are there other ways to interpret the situation? Sometimes, simply shifting your perspective can diffuse the emotional tension. 4. Practice mindfulness meditation. This isn't just some hippy-dippy trend, folks. Mindfulness meditation is scientifically proven to help manage stress and regulate emotions. It's like giving your mind a little workout, strengthening your ability to stay present and focused even when things get hectic. Start with just 5 minutes a day, focus on your breath, and notice your thoughts and feelings without judgment. 5. Find your Stoic Toolkit. Think of this as your arsenal against emotional overwhelm. What activities help you calm down and find clarity? It could be anything from taking a walk in nature to journaling to listening to music. Identify your go-to strategies and practice them regularly so they become second nature when you need them most. Okay, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine you're at a crowded coffee shop trying to work on your laptop, and the person next to you keeps blasting their music way too loud. You feel your blood pressure rising, frustration bubbling up inside you. Suddenly, remember those Stoic strategies we talked about. You take a deep breath, reminding yourself that this is just a temporary situation. You reframe the perspective, maybe they're just really enjoying the music and oblivious to how it's affecting others. You put on your headphones, creating a peaceful bubble around yourself. See? Stoicism isn't about suppressing your feelings, it's about responding with wisdom and grace, even in the midst of everyday chaos. So, there you have it, 5 powerful strategies for managing those emotional triggers. Remember, this is a journey, not a destination. It takes practice and patience to cultivate emotional resilience. But trust me, the rewards are worth it. Now go out there, embrace those challenges, and remember, you've got this. And don't forget to share your thoughts and experiences with us on social media. Let's build a community of calm and confident individuals together. We'll be back tomorrow with another dose of Stoic wisdom to help you navigate the ups and downs of life. Until then, stay cool, stay strong, and keep crushing it.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.